305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Gang, it is Tuesday. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. We've got Congressman John McGuire joining us in just about a half an hour from now. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is going to be with us. Looking forward to chatting with both of them. Bob Holdsworth, who, you know, when he grows up, would like to be Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the promotion of Larry Sabato at UVA. He actually did get something right. It doesn't happen all that often, but he did say that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears should raise some more money. Oh, I agree. And we'll talk to the Lieutenant Governor about it in about an hour. How much you want to bet? You want to lay odds? You want to take the over-under that she agrees as well, that she'd like to have some more campaign donations? Of course she would. What the good Bob didn't bother to mention that I heard. Now, you know what? Let me dial that back. Germ, don't put this in the vault yet. But let me dial that back because I did not hear her chatting with my friend Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News. That's where she was this morning, or he was this morning. And maybe he did at some point in that conversation point out that millions, tens of millions of dollars being funneled to Abigail Spamberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones are actually coming from out-of-state sources. Germ, you want to scour the recordings? Are they up at WRBA.com? If they are, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put some people to work. You go to WRBA.com at some point. Listen to the interview that Rich Herrera had with Bob Holdsworth. And you tell me if Bob Holdsworth, during that discussion, mentioned the huge amount of money coming in for Spamberger and Hashmi and Jones from out of state. I will give him full credit and a small dollop of respect if he did mention that. I have a feeling I'm sadly calling it correct from the beginning, but we'll find out. See, that's a big thing. And part of this, as you understand, so many of these political prognosticators who like to pretend that they are nonpartisan or independent, number one, we all know they're full of crap. Number two, they throw things out there in an effort to intimidate potential voters. It's a heck of a lot more interesting if you have scares. Well, there's just no way that she's going to win, man. I mean, did you hear? She don't have any money. Well, she does have money. She doesn't have enough money. I'm going to give you that. Well, the other one's got, everybody is giving her money. Is it everyone? I'm almost willing to bet that your neighbors are not giving Spamberger the money. Spamberger's getting it from extremist organizations around America who would like to turn our beloved Commonwealth into California East, New York South. Hashmi, there's a good photo of her out there if you want to ask her who she stands with. In fact, if you ever do run into State Senator Hashmi, why don't you ask her who it is that she stands with? Now, I know your response, my response, if you say, hey, Jeff, who do you stand with? What? Say other Americans, people of faith, my neighbors, my friends, you know, stuff like that. The photo of Hashmi out there standing with a big sign that tells you exactly who she stands with. And that's all I'm going to say. No, you got to do a little work on that, but you'll find it. And just ask her the next time you see her, if you ever see her. I have to take a moment and say thank you, congratulations, and salute somebody who has done something that a lot of people said could never happen. Reduced prices. You know, we were all told, oh, tariffs, man, everything's going to go up through the roof, it's going to be terrible. Well, a little something happened. You know the Texas Inn, right? I love the Texas Inn. If you've ever spent any time in Lynchburg, then you know the Texas Inn, and you probably know it as the Tea Room. They have some amazing food at the Texas Inn, whether it is one of the two locations in Lynchburg, or the one in Harrisonburg, or the one we have right in Richmond. Delicious food. The folks who own and operate the Texas Inn said, hey, with all this talk of tariffs and costs, we got to take a look at this. You know, Dave Saunders, who was a friend of mine, has been a friend for years, just like one of the best human beings on planet Earth. Dave is the managing partner over there at the Texas Inn. So he said to the crew, guys, gals, I got to tell you this. With all the talk of the tariffs, we got to take a look at this and see, well, what we have to do with prices. Now, they pride themselves, you know, on serving good, fast, cheap food. And they do. Well, do you know what the Texas Inn has done? You know what Dave Saunders has done? They have been able to actually leverage lower food costs with their vendors. They have found local sources for so many of their day-to-day needs. And the result is there will now be lower prices at all four Texas Inn locations throughout Virginia. Here's a quote from Dave Saunders. He says, inflation and rising costs have been killing us over the past 4 years, but we completed a comprehensive food cost analysis. We identified opportunities to lower overall operating costs on food and supplies, mainly through renegotiating with vendors and finding sources closer to home for the things we need. Here are some of the things that are going to be cheaper. Less expensive. The Cheesy Western. The Cheesy Western is their signature offering that is beloved by Governor Glenn Youngkin. There have been, I don't know, a million of them consumed by students at Liberty. Hot dogs are going to be less expensive. Now, I got to tell you something. I go into the Texas Inn. Now, I love their hot dogs. But they've got a lot of the... I don't necessarily want to say the southern hot dog, but that's kind of how they describe it. You know, it's like a reddish color as opposed to more of a northern hot dog. And God, I have tried my best to become the complete total southern gentleman. But just between us, I still prefer my northern hot dogs. I know it makes me a terrible person, but it does. But I love them. Anyway, so the prices on hot dogs coming down, breakfast plates coming down, breakfast side orders coming down, price of fries coming down, price of onion rings coming down, the Tommy Burger, the Flame Burger, the Harrison Burger, they're all going to be less expensive. Because as Dave Saunders said, we know that every dollar counts. The Texas Inn has always put our loyal customers first. And no, it's not a limited time offer. It's a long time commitment to providing more value and serving our community. If you get over to the Texas Inn today, you're going to find the new menus are in. Well, because I reached out to Dave when I saw this. Dave and I had actually gotten together a couple of weeks ago just to shoot the breeze about some stuff. And he was telling me, he says, yeah, I got to tell you something. We were looking at food prices. And all I could think, because I love Dave and I love the Tea Room, all I could think is, oh, no. Oh, no. They are, they're going to be forced to raise some prices. In fact, just the opposite is true. Just the opposite was true. Isn't that great? They're lowering their prices. So congratulations to Dave and to the Texas Inn for doing exactly that. We've got a little snippet we'll listen to in a moment. Jeremy says we've got to positively listen to it. And we will, Germ. We will, I promise you this. From the Winsome Sears folks, Lieutenant Governor Sears will be with us at 4:05. Looking forward to that. We've got Congressman John McGuire coming up at 3:35. Oh, you know who's right there as well? Yeah, Steve Neal is going to be with us. Steve has a brand new book out. It's called Rogue Justice, and it is a great book. I know it's a great book. I read it. I read it ahead of time. You know why? Steve asked me to write the foreword to that book. Yeah, talk about humbled. So Steve will be with us. Steve, of course, a retired captain from the Chesterfield County Police Department. Just a rock solid guy. And we'll talk about this new book, Rogue Justice. Are you a Rogue Justice warrior? Well, you're going to have the chance to find out. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah, now I got confused for a second. What can I tell you? I'm thinking of hot dogs. That's just because I am, because I'm looking at the fact that Dave Saunders and the crew at the Texas Inn have actually cut prices. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, all right, so taking a look very quickly here, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jane in Short Pump says, Jeff, I was born and raised in Virginia. I don't like the red hot dogs either. All right, excellent. Thank you. I mean, and I'm trying. I try and say route instead of root, the whole deal. I love my Hanover tomatoes, but man. Mike says, Jeff, I've said it 100 times. The Democrats are irrelevant. What they say is irrelevant. Mike, that is absolutely clueless. And here's why. Because they are relevant. Now, you may not like the fact that they're relevant. You don't like the fact that they're saying certain things, and I'm with you on that, but what are we going to do? We're going to go the way of the ostrich? We're going to stick our head in the ground. I didn't hear what she said. I don't know what she stands for. That's absurd. Better pay attention to what they're saying. Hey, Germ, you said I got to listen to cut number one before I even have the official audio cut sheet for the day. All right, I'm going to trust you, Germ. Let's hear cut number one.
The fact that the Trump administration is actually not following through on what they said. They said the focus was on safety and security of our communities. And in fact, they are not going after criminals. They are going after family members. They are making kids in schools afraid that if they get off the school bus, their parents might not be there when they get home. And the reality is that, you know, anyone who has violated the law, committed a crime, should be prosecuted. And ultimately, if they don't have legal status, deported after that, right? That's in the criminal space. But the use of local police and state police resources to enforce civil immigration infractions, not only is it not actually doing the work of ensuring that, you know, those who have committed crimes are out of our communities or held accountable, but it's actually a distraction of resources, both in terms of personnel hours and money, from actually keeping our community safe from, you know, any sort of community, you know, by ensuring any type of community policing, let alone any sort of law enforcement action. So as governor, certainly, you know, my priority is always going to be the safety of our communities and ensuring that local law enforcement and the state police have what they need to be able to keep our community safe.
You know, that voice sounds familiar. Is that CIA Abby? That's who it is. Yeah, it's the CIA Abby action figure. But this one comes with the official, hey, I didn't see anybody breaking the law T-shirt. Aw, that's so sweet. Well, at least she went a long way around, and she didn't actually answer any questions, and she didn't really say anything of any great value, except she made clear that if, in fact, she's elected governor, then illegal aliens will have free reign in our beloved Commonwealth. Why not at least be honest about it, Abby? Come on. It's difficult, though, with Spamberger. Quick question. Now that it occurred to me, speaking of being honest, have you seen the Abigail Spamberger J.R. Tucker High School television ad? If you have, I want you to text me at 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. What is odd and untrue in the CIA Abby television commercial? What is wrong in the Spamberger J.R. Tucker High School television commercial? There's a big whopper of an untruth in there If you know what it is, text me and tell me, and I'll share it with everybody. 833-804-1140. Congressman John McGuire joins us next. It is 326 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 335 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Gang, I don't think I need to tell you this. It's hot. It is legitimately about, 98 degrees. Then you work in that whole heat index because the humidity's up around 92%. So if you are outside for any period of time, man, it's just brutal. It's like 105 degrees. You feel every second of it. You feel every degree of it. So just be aware, okay? I'm not going to beat you over the head with it, but I would be remiss if I didn't remind people to take some proper cautions on that. We had a huge success a couple of days ago. God bless him. President Trump signing on Independence Day his one big, beautiful bill. And all that the Democrats could muster in the Senate and the House were these petulant little temper tantrums. Over in the Senate, that goofy schmuck Schumer employed some sort of chicanery to officially change the name of it. Okay, well, there's something of substance, right? Who cares? And then in the House, Hakeem Jeffries wasting 9 hours of time railing against this. Thank God we had people in Congress, like Jen Kiggins, like Rob Whitman, and like my friend and my congressman, John McGuire, who's joining us right now. Congressman John McGuire. John, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Jeff Katz. It's great to be on your show. If you don't mind, I want to start off to say my thoughts and prayers with the folks in Texas that lost their lives and their families from the flooding. Two of my Navy SEAL brothers, one of them is Representative Morgan Luttrell, have been out there helping to search for the bodies and stuff. But just wanted to put them in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. Gosh, I think most of us have been devoting a few extra moments each and every day thinking about them. Yeah, John, I appreciate that. That's very, very, very important. Let's talk about the big, beautiful bill for a second. Whatever it technically was called, it passed. And I would say, thank God it did pass.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, Trump is a once-in-a-generation politician. He does what he says he's going to do. We certainly learned that in his first term. And I say this is promises made, promises kept. I mean, as President Trump said, there's something in there for everyone. You know, the other side says it's a bill for billionaires. But, you know, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. You know, billionaires don't care about that. But, you know, the working-class Americans do. And especially no tax on overtime. I mean, especially law enforcement. I've had so many law enforcement officers tell me that's just such a great idea. They really appreciate the no tax on overtime. But the average American is going to save up to $10,000 a year on taxes. And in my district, I've heard it's up to $14,000 in taxes a year. And I don't know about you, but for a lot of people, that's a real big deal.
I could use an extra 14 grand. You betcha. I love the idea, and you are absolutely right on. Congressman John McGuire with us. John McGuire has always stood with public safety, with law enforcement. And you're right, for law enforcement officers, for firefighters, EMTs, no tax on overtime is huge. And also, as you pointed out, no tax on tips. I don't know a millionaire or a billionaire anywhere who gives a darn about tips, but my gosh, for people in the real world, waiters, waitresses, Uber, Dash, DoorDash people, that's a gigantic win.
Yeah, you know, and you talk about law enforcement, obviously we wouldn't have a country without our men and women in law enforcement. I'm a very limited government person, but if we do anything, we need to keep our people safe. And in this one big beautiful bill, there's $150 billion for our Department of Defense, but it's also $150 billion to secure the border. And we're hiring 10,000 new ICE agents, 5,000 new customs officers, and about 3,000 new Border Patrol agents. That's almost 20,000 new officers to keep the Americans, people safe. And over the last 4 years, who knows who came across the border during those 4 years of open borders. And so we're doing everything we can to keep the American people safe.
I'm sure you saw Tom Homan the other day said we would need to physically deport 7,000 people every day of the week for the next 5 years straight to remove the people that came across the border illegally during the Biden administration. It's insanity what was done to our nation, John.
Yeah, it's terrible. And by the way, these cartels, these Trata de Agua, the MS-13, they've been robbing, raping, and killing the American people. And, you know, obviously I went down to the southern border and was given all kinds of evidence of the cartels still actively smuggling human trafficking people and drugs. And they are manipulating 15, 16, 17-year-old American boys and girls to do that work because it's hard to prosecute a minor. And so Tom Homan is a friend of mine. He's no nonsense. He doesn't care who likes him, who doesn't. He's on a mission to keep the American people safe, and I'm a big supporter of Tom Homan.
Absolutely. Boy, he's rock solid. Let me remind everybody, Congressman John McGuire's with us, represents the 5th District in our beloved Commonwealth. So John, I have to ask you, I mean, President Trump, as you said, promises made, promises kept. He said, I'm going to secure the border. He's done that, my God, for the first time in modern history. We really have nobody coming across the border illegally. It's even crazy to think about it, but he's done that. He's got the one big beautiful bill in place now. There's one big beautiful law. He's bringing peace to the Middle East. He's eliminated Iran's nuclear weapons capabilities. So this is just the first 6 months. What the heck else is he going to do?
He's doing a lot. I got to tell you, Buddy Carter put in a bill to put him in for the a resolution, I guess, to put him in for the Nobel Peace Prize. I immediately put my name on that because I know blessed are the peacemakers. I mean, you think about Rwanda, Congo. He's pushing for peace in Gaza. He got the ceasefire in Iran, Israel. You look at Ukraine, Russia. He does not want to be a wartime president. He wants people to stop dying. Yep. And he wants to put America first. And how could you be against America first? And you think about Make America Great Again. Who could be against that?
I wish I could get into the heads of the people that are against it. I mean, you mentioned the Nobel Peace Prize, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu also officially nominating President Trump for that prize. You and the folks in the House nominating. It's just wonderful, wonderful. And yet we had, look, in your House, John, in the House of Representatives, you had Hakeem Jeffries for 9 hours on the floor. Prattling on about, I don't even know what, he doesn't like President Trump. That's what I took away from all 9 hours.
You know, I don't know if it's true, but I'm sure it's true. But J.D. Vance said that two Republicans were going to vote no, but they were so sick of hearing Hakeem Jeffries' voice, they decided to be a yes. And I'm the only, obviously I'm no better than anybody, but I'm the only Republican that stayed on the floor the entire time. As we debated this one big beautiful bill. And when it was time to debate the bill before the vote, only chairman debated the bill. I was the only Republican member of Congress that actually got to participate in the debate that wasn't a chairman, which I thought was historic because, you know, 20 years from now, we're going to remember this bill and to have been part of that debate. But I think showing up is, you know, always 90%. So by being there the entire time, it put me in a position where I could debate it. But I had to listen to Hakeem Jeffries, and I'm a pretty tough guy. But it was like fingernails on a chalkboard, to be honest.
I don't know how anybody could do it. Well, good. I'm glad you had to do it. I fortunately was able to sort of drop in and out, I think, on the television feed there. So what's next? I mean, we're seeing and hearing such great accomplishments. We've got, it seems to me, inflation moving in the right direction, and yet President Trump still facing this personal opposition, because there's no substance to it from Jerome Powell, who I think is standing in the way of getting this economy even more cooking than it is, and it's doing pretty well right now.
You know, think about his first term, how much he accomplished. Every day, every second of the day, the Democrats and these unelected bureaucrats tried to stop him, and he still accomplished more than anyone in his first term. Every president said they wanted a peace treaty in the Middle East. They got zero. President Trump got two. He's now in his second term. They're still trying everything to stop him. Imagine if they would leave him alone, let him do what he does. But I'll tell you this, one thing that's underestimated is the growth potential of this one big, beautiful bill. It puts jet fuel in our economy, and we got it done early enough where by the end of the summer, all Americans are going to see the results, and you're going to say, holy cow, Trump knows what he's doing. So we got it done early enough where you're going to see the results before the midterms. But people are also not thinking about the tariffs. I believe in February, tariffs brought in about $4 billion. And if you remember, last four years, zero countries wanted to negotiate with us. Now 120-plus countries want to negotiate with us. In March, it doubled. April, it doubled again. And I believe in June, we brought in $80 to $90 billion in tariffs. And they think at this rate, he's going to bring in $3 trillion in tariffs. In addition to bringing manufacturing and jobs back to our country, you know, he wants to double everybody's businesses. He wants America first, and we are setting the table to do just that.
Congressman John McGuire joining us. Congressman McGuire represents the 5th District. John, I want to pass something on to you, and I know you're busy with D.C. and all that other good stuff, but somebody in your very district who's a mutual friend, Dave Saunders, the Texas Inn, two great locations in Lynchburg, one in Harrisonburg, one up here in the Richmond area, he went in, and it was just announced today that the Texas Inn has actually cut their prices on half their menu because they heard all this hullabaloo about tariffs. They said, you know what? We are going to get everything we possibly can domestically. So that's what they did. Half of their menu now coming down in cost.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? It's great.
Yeah. So you know what? In honor of that decision, I'm going to have to go visit the Texas Inn this week.
There you go. Now, are we thinking cheesy Western or are we thinking hot dogs?
You got to get a cheesy Western.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, yeah, no, I become addicted to the hot dogs, but that's another story.
Hot dogs are good, too.
Yeah, you know what? There's nothing bad at the tea room. I'm going to leave it at that. What do you think about military benefits? Because this is another big thing. We've seen some benefits now coming to law enforcement, firefighters, etc., with the no tax on overtime, some of the other folks with no tax on tips. What else can we do to help our military folks?
Well, you know, we put a lot of money in to help our military. We put $150 billion in defense, obviously, but we gave our enlisted folks the largest pay raise they've had ever. So I think, and of course, you've seen with, you know, getting rid of the social experiments, the LGBTQ surgeries, all the crazy woke stuff, recruitment's at an all-time high. We met all of our recruitment requirements this year, 3 to 4 months early. I went to that 150-year celebration of the U.S. Army with all the M1 tanks and soldiers and all the different, you know, uniforms from the different historic battles of our country. And people are just proud to be an American. We need more patriotism. You know, if you were on a basketball team and you hated your basketball team, you wouldn't win any games. We have a great country, and we need to teach patriotism in our country. We need more of that, more American flags. And Trump's all about the American flag, all about American exceptionalism. What a great country we have. And so, like I said, for the military, we're putting a lot of money into folks when they get out, helping them transition, helping folks with these programs to help them deal with PTSD, largest enlisted pay increase in history, and of course making sure they have the right weapons and training they need. God forbid they need them, they get to come home, win the fight, and come home safe.
Absolutely. John, remind everybody, for folks who are in the 5th District, they need some help. I want you to share all of the social media links. And, you know, if there's anything that you're thinking of, hey, I just got to make sure everybody hears this. Let's hear that as well.
Well, you know, one thing that's very special is I have an incredible team, and you can email them. It's at our website. It's got email, socials, everything at our website. It's mcguire.house.gov. But I want to tell you, this incredible team, you know, like the IRS might owe you $800 and you can't get them on the phone. They won't answer your email. Well, our team does constituent services, $800 here, $1,000 there. They've gotten $2,604,000 back into the pockets of the people in the 5th Congressional District. And we've only been around 6 months, so that's not too bad, just 6 months helping people.
That is not too bad at all. It's a great indication of what you're about, and I'll let everybody know. I've known you for years and friends, and you and Tracy and the whole bit, but your team is rock solid, and for a freshman to put together such a great team is a big accomplishment in itself. And don't let your head get all big, but it does speak to you that quality people said, yeah, I want to be on with Congressman McGuire. And our district, because I'm one of your constituents, our district is well served by everybody you got there.
Well, we've got a great chief of staff, Chris Hall. And no relation, but our district director is Matt Hall. He used to work for Jason Meares, and from them we have about 18 staffers, half in D.C., half in the district. But if you need help with the IRS, if you need help with the Veterans Administration or any type of federal issue, passports, anything, reach out to our incredible team. They are really good at what they do.
McGuire.house.gov, you say?
That's right. Social Security, all those issues.
Okay. Congressman John McGuire, we love you here, and I always appreciate you making time for us, brother. Be good. We will talk again soon.
All right. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Congressman John McGuire. He's a great guy. What can I tell you? When you've known somebody for a long time, as I have with John McGuire, and you've seen him serve, and you've gotten the opportunity not just to interact with him on a professional basis. Look, it's very cool to have him on the show. No mistake about it. But it's also, it's great just to hang out, which is something I've been blessed to do throughout the years. He's exactly who you hear. There's no pretense. There's nothing phony about him. He's another one who says what he's going to do and does exactly what he says. We've got Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears. She's going to be joining us at 4:05. Really looking forward to chatting with her. The campaign is well underway. Let's hear where we're headed and the big issues. I have to think that illegal immigration is pretty doggone close to the top of the list. We'll find out. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, just about 10 minutes from now. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is wicked hot. 98 is the actual temperature. You start factoring everything else in. It is feeling like 106, 107. Just be aware of that. We got a few days like this coming up. We have a vitally important election in the offing. We have had, in my humble opinion, 4 great years in my beloved Commonwealth with Governor Glenn Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears and Attorney General Jason Meares. And I want to see the great work of Governor Youngkin continue. Now, we have that opportunity, or we can say, yeah, Virginia should really be California East. It should really be New York South. I'm not willing to do that. I know what our Commonwealth is, and I know that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has been right there with Governor Youngkin for the last 4 years, working hand in hand every single day. So I am thrilled that she is my nominee for governor. I'm thrilled she's joining us here today. Lieutenant Governor Sears, good afternoon.
Well, Mr. Katz, how are you listeners?
We are all doing great. Are you kidding me? It's another glorious day in Virginia.
It sure is. I'm actually on my way to Bristol, Virginia. And as you know, there's a Bristol, Tennessee. And the last time I was there, well, every time I go to Bristol, I'm reminded about what happened on the last Democratic governor, Ralph Northam, where, remember, one side of the street was fully open, the Tennessee side. The businesses were thriving during COVID, and on the Virginia side, everything was shut down. Most people lost everything. It is a tale of two cities, one under a Republican and the other under a Democrat. Shut down our schools, shut down our businesses, shut down our houses of worship. It's all about control. We're not going back to that, Jeff. Nobody wants that. That's why my opponent is in trouble.
She has doubled down on it, though, as you know, and what she wants is complete and total government control of my life, of your life, and this is the part that really just rocks my world, Lieutenant Governor Sears. She is apparently all in with illegal aliens and the gangbangers. It just makes no sense to me.
And most people will hear that and think, surely that can't be true. But you know what? Don't believe what we say. Believe her voting record. So don't believe what she's trying to do now, which is to sort of remake herself into this moderate. And I noticed that the media, the mainstream media, is trying to help her do that. But here's my shocked face, Jeff, that you can't see over the radio. But she voted against the Lake and Robinson Act. Simply said this: if you are a criminal and you're here illegally, you got to go home. You need to go back. We don't need any more crime in this neighborhood. You need to go. You said you came to America for an opportunity, but all you're doing is taking the opportunity to prey on us. And by the way, they go back to their very same community and prey on them. So even those immigrants want them gone. And we're talking about serious crimes that she said, no, let them stay here. We're talking about pedophiles and rapists and murderers. Why would we want that? Do you know, Jeff, we have 900 illegal criminals in our jails right now, and my opponent believes in sanctuary cities. We want them out of our jails because that's still using our tax dollars that could be utilized for other things. And by the way, since Trump came into office, because we can now work with a president who actually wants law and order, we have found in Virginia, working with ICE, 500 criminals who don't need to be here. And the number three was found of MS-13 right here, as well as other transnational gangs. This is my opponent. We cannot afford her.
Yeah, we definitely can't afford her. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears is joining us. Lieutenant Governor Sears, let's talk about what you have accomplished working with Governor Youngkin. You know, we've got this odd system in Virginia. Some places have it, some places don't. We elect this one, we elect that one, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes, well, whatever. So Governor Youngkin has achieved such great things in these past 4 years. And I got to say, I have invariably seen you right there with the governor, working closely with him, and if I'm understanding correctly, you're saying, hey, we're in a pretty good place. Let's protect it. Let's defend it. Let's grow even more.
And you see, this is her problem, that nobody on the mainstream media side who's trying to protect her is asking her, because she said to 500 members of the Chambers of Commerce in January, because I had to go before them and present myself as well, but she said to them that she is going to continue the successes of a Republican administration. I mean, after you laugh really hard about that, you realize that her ideology would never have gotten us here. That's number one. But our success is so self-evident that even she can't argue with it, and that's her problem, because she was never at any of the tables when these deals were made. Nobody ever called her and apprised her of certain things and asked her opinion. Nobody ever asked her about any of this, so how is she going to continue it? Her ideology says more government, which means more money out of your pocket in the form of taxes in order to pay for more government. Her ideology says more regulation, because she knows best how to control everything when we're trying to get rid of these burdensome regulations which destroy jobs and force businesses to go look elsewhere to other states. Her idea is to raise the minimum wage. My idea is to say, no, let's raise a career, because no matter how we raise the minimum wage, you will never have the opportunity to let's give it a career. We have those jobs. Let's do that. She is so wrong for Virginia. She's too expensive. She's going to destroy everything that we've already attained. And there's still more to be attained.
There absolutely is. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. Just today, the governor was down in North Chesterfield, that 84 lumber operation, talking about having gotten rid of 25% of these onerous, over-regulatory measures. Obviously, that would continue with you as the governor. Talk about the right to work law as well, because that's something that brings so many jobs to Virginia. And, you know, your opponent, once again, trying to thread that needle and say, well, I'm in favor of it and against it at the same time. How you can do that, I don't know. But you're full on.
Let me tell you how you can do that.
Yeah.
As a Democrat, as a Democrat, unfortunately, a very extreme Democrat, because it's not all Democrats, but her in particular, she can say one thing and also believe another at the same time. It's a trick. Because here's the thing. She has, I guess she's really wild, Virginia Free, because what has she said? That, well, she's told them she's going to support right to work in some form or fashion. But here's the problem. She said before a television crew that the right to work law has been an old law, and it's been altered and reformed over time. It's an absolute lie. That law has been enacted since January of 1947, but, Jeff, it's never been altered, and it's never been reformed. So she says she's going to support a reform of it. The only way to reform that right to work is to get rid of it. And as a matter of fact, she also said in that interview with the TV crew that, notably, in Virginia, no bill was brought this year to get rid of it. Well, that's a half-truth, which is a full lie, because what was she didn't say was Republicans brought a bill to protect right to work in Virginia in the Constitution, and it never saw the light of day because the Democrats killed it. And what does right to work say? Simply this: I am not going to force you to join a union. You will make that decision on your own. And yet, when she was in Congress, and she could hide among the 535 other congressmen and women, she voted to force every single state, everybody in the state, to be unionized. That means it's a tax. You look at your pay. Every time you get pay, the union gets pay. And if you're going to keep this job, you're going to pay the dues. That's a tax. I don't want that. I want you as an adult to make that decision. And we will lose jobs because the businesses will get up and go to the 26 other states that protect your right to work.
Hey, speaking about taxes that I hate, and it's actually a longer list that I care to share, but we all agree, it seems, everybody hates the car tax, and yet the other side says, well, we once again know better what to do with your money than you do.
I tell you what we do. How about we say, if you want to keep paying the tax bill, you do that. But let me make that decision for myself. You know, there's a little box on the IRS form. Anybody remember that? And it says, if you want to pay more taxes because you feel you haven't paid enough, check here. Why don't you all go do that? You all go you check there and you leave the rest of us alone. We are the ones who work hard for this money. People work hard for their money. Why would we want to keep taking money from them? We can't do that and have a robust economy. And that's why I'm glad about this bill passing, with the ability to keep more money in our own pockets.
It's vitally important. Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears joining us. Lieutenant Governor, one of the questions I get all the time is, where do we get signs? I got to tell you, it's been tough to get your signs. I just finally got one today. It's out front so that everybody that passes by will see. But we have a lot of people that want to make visible their support for you. We've got, I know, in our 5th Congressional District, my buddy John McGuire and Scott White and Buddy Fowler and some other folks were out there. They got all the big signs up. But a lot of us in the neighborhood, we'd love to have them as well. So what's the best place for people to reach out to your campaign to help you out to get those signs?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody for wanting signs. It's a wonderful problem to have. When I tell you that we've got 40,000 signs, you're not going to believe that, but we do. And we just keep ordering them in the tens of thousands. We just ordered another 20,000. And we just can't keep enough signs because people want them. So that's a good problem, because it means that people want everyone to see that they support me, because they want common sense and they want their neighbors to consider that as well. And I've got to tell you, I've had enough Democrats that my opponents should worry that they like the status quo of what's happening in our economy. And again, she was never there to help make us where we are today. So just go to winsomesears.com and click on it, more signs are coming in. As soon as they come, they're gobbled up. We even have billboards now to try to keep up with it. And, of course, we're doing radio, we're doing TV, we're doing quite a bit. You know, speaking of, it takes money to do all this. And so, please, when you go to winsomesears.com, please make sure to help me out and put a donation, whether it's 5 or 10. You know, Jeff, we have gotten over $1 million in simple $5 and $10 and $15 donations. That just goes to show you how much the people care that they want Virginia to stay Virginia and not be Maryland. Do you know in Maryland, the Democratic governor there has increased cost of living 22% just by the stupid green energy alone, as well as raising their taxes? Because, of course, if you are extreme left-wing, you're not going to see where you can cut. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And, you know, the lead stories invariably for a lot of the legacy news media outlets, as you know, and let me remind everybody, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears is joining us. The lead story is, well, your opponent, ma'am, Abigail Spanberger, has more money than you do. What they don't note is that they're coming in from out of state. Those dollars are coming in, $1 million here, $1 million there, from these extreme left-wing groups out of state. But people in Virginia are looking at this, clearly they'd like to have a Marine in the executive mansion.
Well, let me tell you, remember, Democrats are always going to have more money than Republicans. It's just the way of the world. But you know what we know how to do as Republicans? We know how to spend that dollar wisely. And that's what we're seeing. For example, even though history tells us that I have actually raised more money in the first quarter as well as the second quarter than any Republican prior to me, still she outraises me. But remember, Biden had, what, hundreds of millions of dollars, right? And then when Kamala came on the scene, she had $1 billion. She got $1 billion on top of the hundreds of millions of dollars that were already given to Biden. And she raised that in, what, 2-3 months? So they're always going to have more money, but we will spend the money wisely.
Good. Last question, because I know you're pressed and you're going down visiting Bristol and all that other good stuff, and you're traversing the Commonwealth. Every time I go online, you're somewhere else. Ballot security, because this was a big thing 4 years ago. You know that the election of Governor Youngkin, the election of yourself, the election of Attorney General Meara is in no small part due to the fact that Governor Youngkin was able to deploy a lot of these election observers, poll observers around the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Are you going to be in the same situation to make sure this thing is honest and right by the books?
So that's a good question. Thank you for that, because it reminds me that I need to let you know that the Republican Governors Association, speaking of, they have decided to release very soon, much sooner than they did with Youngkin, as a matter of fact, because remember, he was down by double digits when he first won the nomination, and so they told him, not a chance. But of course, once his numbers started coming up, then. So we have now over 500,000 that they've given us, and already have access to millions more that they're going to give us. But it doesn't mean we still need help, friends. Please send in money. The RNC, the Republican National Committee, the chair, Mike Watley, he's already had an event for me where he was doing some training, and they've already begun to embed people here to ensure that everybody, you know, believes that the election is absolutely no problems with it. We don't want anybody to question it at all. And RGA is also bringing staff here. So, listen, we have cleaned up the voter rolls. Your vote will count. It does matter. Don't let anybody, you know, put you off and say, well, it doesn't matter what I do in voting because the nefarious actors are going to show up. No. Remember, the machines are not hooked up to the Internet. They are simply counting the vote. You're not using them to vote. They're just counting what you've already done. There are paper ballots that you have. We always can go back to the paper ballots to check, and we have removed people who were, thank you, Jason Meares, our great attorney general, who discovered that, 6,000-plus people had said they were not citizens of the United States, and we took them off the rolls, and he had to go all the way up to the Supreme Court for it to be upheld because, you know, we do have in the Constitution that says it. You got to be a citizen. It's not hard. So, and then, as I'm talking about it, we also got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor in, John Reed, because I tell you, Ghazala Hashmi is crazy. This woman is the one who put in the bill that said mothers are going to be called birthing persons. I don't know, Jeff. I haven't seen a birthing person card for Mother's Day ever. Call me what I am. I am a mother. I am a mother. I'm not a birthing person. Don't erase women, which is what the Democrats are doing, the ones who claim to love women more than anybody else.
It's horrible to think that there are folks listening right now, Lieutenant Governor Sears. They have daughters working hard, trying to get an athletic scholarship, and it's going to go to some boy who failed the softball practice, but all of a sudden shows up in the girls' league, taking that scholarship. I got to tell you something.
And just imagine the girls. Imagine your daughter having to undress in front of a boy.
Yep.
You're a boy.
Yep.
Why? That's trauma. That's trauma that you're giving my child. Right. Parents don't want that. My opponent also supports that. The little ticket of them on the other side supports that.
Yeah. Well, they're nuts. Listen, for the first time in a very long time, I think that people are paying attention. This is a very, very important race. We've had four great years. Again, Governor Youngkin at the top and you right there every single step of the way. And I say we need to continue this with Winsome Sears in the executive mansion. John Reed is our lieutenant governor. Jason Biari is coming back for another 4 years as attorney general. And I just want to remind everybody, winsomesears.com, right? That's where they go for the signs, the donations.
Volunteer everything we're doing. Door knocking, we're doing letter writing. We need your help. We need you to talk it up. Get a bumper sticker. And remember, we've got to get everybody in. We also need the house. Don't forget the house. We've got to get the house in so that we can bring some kind of semblance of respectability back, because the Democrats, they're in total control on the legislative side, and they just run roughshod over Republicans. I don't care how you feel politically about things, but you've got to respect each other. That much let us do.
Absolutely. Listen, I know you got to run. I don't want you to get in trouble, because I love you and I want you there in the executive mansion. Thank you for being with us. Let's make sure we do this on a regular basis leading up to the election, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, and God bless your wonderful listeners.
Thank you so much. That is Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. And for those who were concerned, what's she going to say? You just heard Lieutenant Governor Sears, maybe for the first time publicly, I don't know, said, hey, you got to elect everybody. She said, you got to elect John Reed, Lieutenant Governor. You got to keep Ghazala Hashmi out of there. Well, there you go. Jason Biari's got to come back as Attorney General. My opinion, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears slides right into the executive mansion, continues so much of the great work that she and Governor Youngkin were able to do for the last 4 years. And you got to make sure we've got the House of Delegates. It's a heavy lift, I know. But you've got somebody there, my humble opinion, who is telling you exactly what she's thinking. There is a plan right now, again, where you take three people doing the job and you replace them with three people who will continue doing the job or will have a mission that is exactly the same. Again, you like what's happened for the last 4 years with Governor Youngkin, Lieutenant Governor Sears, Attorney General Miyares. That continues, as Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears said, with Governor Winsome Sears, Lieutenant Governor John Reed, Attorney General Jason Miyares. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Tuesday. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears was just with us. An extended conversation. By the way, Jerm, I think the Lieutenant Governor is in trouble with some of the people on her staff, because she was only going to hang out for a couple of minutes, but she stayed for about a half an hour, and I always enjoy chatting with her. I really do. I think she's right on those issues. And for those who were concerned, and I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, will she say something nice about John Reed? Will she even mention his name? Yeah, she called on everybody to vote for John Reed for lieutenant governor by name. So hopefully that can take that little piece of whatever it is off the table and we can all move on and remain focused on the big prize. That's my goal. And you know what's weird? And I have to share this before I get to my friend Steve Neal. I'm looking again at the James River Air text line. Somebody texted me and said, well, she still didn't say John's name. And I think, yes, she did. So, Germ, do me a favor. Find that and let's have that available so that everybody who thinks that she didn't say it can hear that she said it. Okay. Now, there are a number of books that I look at in my bookcase out here in the studio. I got some really solid books. I'm just looking right now. I'm looking at Toxic Boss Blues. I'm looking at Bearing Witness to Evil. And I'm looking at Rogue Justice. You may not have seen Rogue Justice as of yet. You've got Toxic Boss Blues. Hopefully you got the second edition of Toxic Boss Blues as well. Hopefully you've got a copy of Bearing Witness written by Steve Neal and my buddy John Burkett, the crime insider at CBS6. But Rogue Justice is the latest from Steve Neal, and it is not just an amazing book. It's, well, it's almost like a calling, a lifestyle. When you're right, you fight. And I'm happy to say that Steve Neal is joining us. Steve, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Good afternoon. Good to be with you again.
It is great to have you here. Let everybody in on this. Rogue Justice, it's now available. You got a big event coming up to help kick it off. But what is Rogue Justice? Oh, heck, what is Rogue? Who's a rogue?
Oh, it's a great question. You know, the subtitle of the book is When You Write, You Fight. And I think that's a good way to start out our description of it. All my life, you know, I've been a fighter. And especially when there's some injustice or something comes in front of you, it's a moral question or integrity. And sometimes you got to make a tough call. And this book, Rogue Justice, encourages everyone, all of us, to be rogue justice warriors. And that is when you're faced with a tough situation, you got to stand up and fight and do the right thing.
You've been fighting, as you say, your whole life, and remind everybody where that fighting was done, Steve.
Well, you know, I guess it's just my calling in life. I started as a child. I had to scrap for everything I had as my high school career, sports career. I had to fight for that, had to fight during my career. So I think it's kind of naturally involved. But with Rogue Justice, the thing that makes it so interesting is, you know, rogue is typically thought of as a negative term. A rogue is a scoundrel or a bad thing. And what I've done in this book, though, is flip that over. And I make a pretty strong case, I believe, for why those that want to achieve at the highest levels, those that want to do the best, actually have to go rogue when the situation confronts them.
Now, that's a very interesting perspective. Let me remind everybody, Steve Neal is here, retired captain out of the Chesterfield County Police Department. An amazing guy. His latest book is called Rogue Justice, When You're Right, You Fight. Steve, as I said, it's an interesting perspective that sometimes you have to go rogue. Now, you and I were both cops, and Lord knows you rose much higher than I did and got all sorts of hardware and the rest of it. But even I knew, especially as a lowly patrolman, come on, these are the rules. That's what we said you have to do. That's what you do. How do you go rogue in an operation like that?
Well, you have to stay true to yourself. And, you know, I'll just give you one quick example about my police career, which, as you know, was local. But we had a chief that called me in one time and gave me an order, told me an instruction, this is what I want you to do. It was clearly outside my ethical parameters and something that I wasn't comfortable with, and I told him that. I said, Chief, I'm sorry, but I said, I'm not going to be able to execute this directive. I don't believe it's the right thing to do. It's outside my parameters. Now, the chief, of course, didn't like that. There was a high risk in that, and I ended up paying a heavy price for it. But the bottom line is, I had to stay true to myself. Something that wasn't right, I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Now, did I pay a price for it? The answer is yes, sir. Absolutely paid a price for it. But I knew every night that I could look myself in the mirror and I could sleep well at night because I did the right thing.
People are listening to this, Steve, and obviously they know something about you. You've been here talking about Toxic Boss Blues, both versions. You've been here talking about bearing witness to evil. But this rogue thing might be new for folks. So, again, as you point out, most people think rogue. They think, I don't know, there's something bad about it. Give us some examples. And that's what you do in the book, I know. But for folks listening, learning about it for the first time, give us some examples. Who would be a rogue that we would be familiar with?
Yes, sir. One of the things I do in this book, I list seven of the more famous people in the history of our world. And I use them to make my point. And by telling their stories, I tell a little bit about how they went rogue to do what they did. Just one, number one example that I use in the book is Jesus Christ. If you think about the life of Jesus, Jesus was always going against the politicians. There were a lot of people that didn't like him. There were people that tried to stop him. He sometimes had to get angry. He sometimes had to do other things where he had to get outside the box. But the reason why he did it is because he knew in his heart that this was the right thing to do, and he was willing to sacrifice. He was courageous, he was bold, and ultimately, of course, ended up costing his life. So Jesus is just one example. There are others like Harriet Tubman, Dr. Martin Luther King, and I've got seven people in the book that I specifically point out as examples of what I mean when I say rogue justice warriors sometimes have to rise up and do the right thing.
How do I know how rogue I am, Steve?
One of the interesting things that I've got, and I'm going to encourage all your listeners to go out there and take advantage of it, on my website, which is roguejusticewarrior.com, I've actually created a rogueometer, a test that you can take, and it's going to tell you by your score what level of rogue you are. And those who take that test and those that score at the highest level, which is what I call a fierce rogue justice warrior, I'll have a little prize for you. I'll send you something back in your email if you score at that high level on the test. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go out there to roguejusticewarrior.com, find that test, and just see how you score, see how you did.
I love it. One of the other things that you can find at roguejusticewarrior.com, roguejusticewarrior.com, it says it's under construction and coming soon, but Steve, everyone who takes that test, and I'm going to take it moments from now, and I'm hoping I score high enough, I want a shirt. How long are we going to have to wait to get the shirts?
Well, actually, I have some merchandise right now. I just haven't completed the stuff on the website, so got some Rogue Justice shirts, got some Toxic Boss Blue shirts, and a few other items. Some really going to be some nice merchandise, but that's the only part of the site that's still under construction. I'm working on it, and I'm going to get it out there just as soon as I can.
I love it. What about the book itself? Again, Steve Neal joining us, his latest book, Rogue Justice, and you need to fight if you're, you're right. It is so true and it's so consistent. I want people to read this book, Steve. I think it is so very, very important. How do they get a copy of the book?
Right now, I'm going to encourage you to go to my website. Again, roguejusticewarrior.com. You can buy the book from me. And if you buy it from me, I'll sign it for you and give you a personal copy and mail it to you. The book won't be commercially available like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so forth for a few more weeks yet. And there will be a download version that's under construction right now as well, but it's still a couple weeks out. So go to my website. Just click order the book, any of that Rogue Justice or any of the others, and I'll be glad to get them to you.
All right. One more time, roguejusticewarrior.com is where you go to order the book. You'll sign it. You'll mail it out to people, roguejusticewarrior.com. It's also where folks should go to take the test, figure out how rogue they are. They should avail themselves of the merchandise. Steve, I think it'd be very cool for you to walk in someplace and see two or three guys wearing the Rogue Justice shirts. And for the rest of us who are familiar with that, walking into a place and seeing three or four guys wearing the shirt, I could be more comfortable in that place.
Well, and you know what? When you do that, I'm going to almost guarantee that some stranger, somebody there is going to comment on that shirt. That's what I find when I wear it. Yeah. So I've got one other thing I would like to mention to you that's in the book, if we've got a second. We have another second?
Yeah, I'm already over time, so I'm going to get in trouble anyway. Let's do it. I'm going rogue, Steve. I'm going rogue.
You're the man. He's going rogue. There's on the back cover of this book, I list a few things that kind of give the reader an idea of kind of what we're talking about. For example, I say here are some things that you might hear a rogue justice warrior say. One, no, we're not doing that. Two, break the law if you must to safeguard the principle. Three, do not hide behind illegitimate directors. Do not let fear silence your voice. Whether the powerful like it or not isn't the deciding factor. Rebel against injustice. Do what others are afraid to do. And oh, hell no, we're not doing that.
I love it. Steve Neal, I appreciate you being here, brother. That is Steve Neal, RogueJusticeWarrior.com. As Steve says, when you're right, you fight. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's hot, and it's going to remain hot, and there you have it. Please keep Jeremy in your thoughts. Well, because I just screwed up his entire evening. Well, yeah, you know, went a little long. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But nonetheless, some great stuff this afternoon. Congressman John McGuire was with us. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, a retired Chesterfield County Police Captain Steve Neal, his latest book, Rogue Justice. We'll get all of that up. And the reason that Jeremy will be there at the Radio Factory slaving over a hot keyboard until, I don't know, 11 or 1130 this evening is because he's got to upload all this stuff, which is a pain in his rear end. However, for the rest of us, you will have the benefit of his hard work, which is good. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, Mark Warner hated Tiny Tim Kaine. Who cares if Winsome Sears likes John Reed? We just need to vote for both of them. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And as Lieutenant Governor Sears said when she was with us, you need to vote for John Reed. I am just hoping that that will put some of this stuff to bed. I know there are a lot of people who are just not happy until they're miserable. And they've been all over this. I get it. I also know that big picture here, you better think about preserving what we have done in the last 4 years in our beloved Commonwealth. You'd better think about what a CIA Abbey, as she's been dubbed, governorship would do. I don't want to live in California. I don't want to live in New York. I don't want to live in Maryland. And Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones would turn us into a left-wing outpost. They would kill off the right to work. They would have boys in the girls' rooms. They would do all sorts of terrible, terrible things, and I'm just not going along with it. One quick question for you. I'm going to give you the answer at 5:05. Has anybody else seen the Abigail Spamberger J.R. Tucker High School television commercial? If you have, and you notice the giant glaring untruth, some would say it's a lie, but I think untruth is so much kinder. But there is a giant glaring untruth from Abigail Spamberger, shockingly, in her J.R. Tucker television commercial. If you've seen it and you know what it is I'm talking about, send me a note right now on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. My friend, good show. You should be listening. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday, and man, it's hot. It is 5:05, and it is 98 degrees. Humidity is off the chart, so it feels like 105. Oh, let me just give you my gripe of the day. God, I don't want to have a gripe of the day. Well, it's Tuesday. I guess I can have a gripe of the day. Facebook, for some reason, restricted me from boosting posts and advertising posts and stuff like that. So, I mean, I do that all the time. So all of a sudden, I'm restricted. And I go in there, I'm trying to figure out why that is. And of course, it's Facebook. There's not an actual, real, live human being anywhere in this process. So it says, yeah, you are restricted from running ads. Why? You violated some sort of our, some of our rules. Okay. I'm trying to think what rules did I violate. Then it says, if you would like, you may, quote, request a review. And it will be addressed. Okay. Well, I'm going to play the little reindeer games. I requested the review. Probably within 60 seconds, I got a thing coming back saying the review is complete. So I knew it wasn't a human being. But I open it up and it's like, yeah, we made a mistake. My God, it's like the Meta golden ticket. Honest to goodness, how do you get this? I don't know how it happens. And I'm reading here, I'm going to share it with you, because I don't know anybody who's ever gotten something like this. It's just absolutely amazing. It says, we made a mistake. We're sorry. Your account is no longer restricted. And I thought, well, fan-flippin-tastic. Excellent. Facebook AI dude or dudette, as you know, I mean, I don't know how the AI identifies. What do I know? It's a robot. Anyway, so it says, yeah, you are no longer restricted. Get back to spending money with us, advertising and boosting. And I still can't. Because, and it's, it. Here's the weird thing. I'll share this, then I'll get on to more important stuff. When I go to my Facebook professional dashboard, down below it says, you are restricted from advertising. Right above it, it says, you are no longer restricted. We've removed the restrictions. And when you click on it, it says, we apologize. Our AI accidentally or inadvertently, incorrectly identified you as someone to be restricted, and you're not restricted. And again, please give us more money for Meta advertising. But it still won't work. Okay, I feel better now. Well, actually, I don't, but I just, I shared, and it's one of the privileges of having a, you know, little show. What is in the Abigail Spamberger, J.R. Tucker television commercial that is absolutely positively untrue? Anybody notice? Has any, well, guess what? A whole slew of people noticed. Let me start with a couple who did not quite get it right. Deb from Canton. Deborah says, Jeff, her ad had a rainbow time every time she switched scenes. Now it's down to one rainbow. Such an offensive ad. All right. You know what's weird? I don't think I noticed the rainbow in it, but I'll go back. I'll take a look. Because as you know, that Abigail Spamberger, J.R. Tucker High School ad is, well, it's running what? Every 7 minutes on every television station everywhere. Yeah. But no, that's not what I was talking about. Lori down in North Chesterfield says, Jeff, well, she's not bipartisan. That's true. She's not. She was one of the most partisan members ever. But that, even that's not it. 804 says, Jeff, she claims she's the most bipartisan member in Congress in Virginia. All right. Also, you know, a bunch of nonsense. But no, here is the winner. 804 says, Jeff, when CIA Abby went to J.R. Tucker, there were no hallways there. It was the campus day of schools. The new Tucker, just built a few years ago, does have hallways. But when Spamberger went there, there were no hallways. Keep up the good work, Jeff. Thank you. They're absolutely right. Absolutely right. There were no hallways there. None. So when Spamberger does this whole commercial talking about how she had walked the hallways at J.R. Tucker. She couldn't even tell you the truth about that. Wow. Steve the painter. Someone else. Steve says, Jeff, there were no hallways at J.R. Tucker. And it goes on and on. So here's what I'm thinking. It's another strategic error on the part of CIA Abby. You would think, seriously, you would think, with her vast experience in the intelligence world, that she would say to her crew, hey, listen, I want to do this thing at my old high school. The thing is, my old high school isn't there anymore. It's this new high school, and so we got to come up with something that that works. Somebody said, oh, well, you got to say that you walked the halls of the high school. What shouldn't she have said? Well, I didn't actually walk the halls of the high school because we didn't have hallways. Is she counting on just such a high turnover of residents in the Commonwealth that they wouldn't know, or people outside the area? I'm sorry, that's just, it's sad. It's not the only thing that, in my opinion, should disqualify her from getting any closer to the executive mansion than a fully guarded, escorted tour. But take a listen to cut number one.
The fact that the Trump administration is actually not following through on what they said. They said the focus was on safety and security of our communities. And in fact, they are not going after criminals. They are going after family members. They are making kids in schools afraid that if they get off the school bus, their parents might not be there when they get home. And the reality is that, you know, anyone who has violated the law, committed a crime, should be prosecuted. And ultimately, if they don't have legal status, deported after that, right? That's in the criminal space. But the use of local police and state police resources to enforce civil immigration infractions, not only is it not actually doing the work of ensuring that, you know, those who have committed crimes are out of our communities or held accountable, but it's actually a distraction of resources, both in terms of personnel hours and money, from actually keeping our community safe from, you know, any sort of community, you know, by ensuring any type of community policing, let alone any sort of law enforcement action. So as governor, certainly, you know, my priority is always going to be the safety of our communities and ensuring that local law enforcement and the state police have what they need to be able to keep our community safe.
So in other words, she's all on board with the illegal aliens. All right, got it. Well, I mean, why don't you just say it? Come on, just say it. Hey, listen, I've decided I care more about the TDA gang members and the MS-13 gang members who are here illegally than I do about your daughters. Just come out and say it. We'll all be better served that way. We really will. We really will. It's just so painful to hear her skirt and twist and obfuscate. It's craziness. Absolute craziness. All right, we got my buddy Dr. Keith Abelow joining us at 5:35. A lot of stuff to talk about with the good doctor, and I do want to remind you, a couple of things you need to be aware of. First of all, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., you have Rich Herrera in Richmond's Morning News. Rich is, I know, going to be analyzing some of the nonsense, I mean, the stuff that was said by Abigail Spanberger. I know he's going to be listening to Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, figuring out what she said and sharing that on the air, talking about Congressman John McGuire. We have a lot of folks this afternoon. And you'll make sure, I hope, that like me, you'll be listening to Rich first thing tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera hosting Richmond's Morning News. Okay? And everything that happened today will be available at WRVA.com. If, in fact, you missed Congressman McGuire or you missed Lieutenant Governor Sears, you'll simply go to WRVA.com. You can listen, you can download, you can share. In fact, you should do all of the above. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. remind you that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears was here a little bit earlier. If you missed that, please head on over to WRBA.com and take a look at it. Congressman John McGuire was here this afternoon. Again, if you missed that, WRBA.com will have everything up there posted. President Donald Trump was rendered almost speechless. No, there's never been a time he's been speechless. That's true. But pretty close to speechless when Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu at the White House stood up and presented him with this official letter of nomination to the Nobel Peace Committee. Prime Minister Netanyahu nominated him, which is pretty great. Anybody remember Kevin Nash? Right. Kevin Nash was he was Diesel. Then he was, well, Kevin Nash and was part of that NWO thing. Kevin Nash has decided that I guess he hates Trump. He sent out a post on X. He said, quote, was enjoyable to flush the white trash out today to block and remove them, at least on this site. I didn't celebrate the 4th this year because I personally feel we're not the home of the free. We lose constitutional rights daily. If you're a bigot, please unfollow me. Peace out. I would ask him to just let us know which constitutional right have we lost. I mean, he says we're losing them every single day. Okay, well, I don't even know of one that we've lost. Oh, Steve Croft, right? Yeah, Steve Croft over at 60 Minutes says he's afraid we're losing the First Amendment. Cut number 4.
Paramount, which is the parent company for CBS at 60 Minutes, yes, and also for Comedy Central, recently made the unusual arrangement of settling a lawsuit that President Trump brought for, and I don't even really know what it was for, and they paid him.
He was making one edit.
I mean, they made an edit.
Yes.
You bastards. So they paid him $16 million. What is, I would assume internally, that is devastating to the people who work in a place that pride themselves on contextual, good journalism.
No, it devastating is a good word.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of fear over there. Fear of losing their job.
Right.
Fear of what's happening to the country. Fear of losing the First Amendment.
Right.
All of those things.
Why do you think they paid the $16 million?
Well, you know, a couple of congressmen think that it was bribery.
Okay. And, you know, the rest of us who actually studied this said it's because you deceptively edited the Kamala Harris piece in an effort to bolster her campaign and knock President Trump's campaign, and you guys got caught. That's the real reason behind it. And you two yahoos can sit there and, you know, be yahoos about it, but that's the truth, whether you like to admit it or not. And no, we're not in danger of losing any of our constitutional rights. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is still 98 degrees. That's hot. That's officially hot. Now, the good news, because I'm always looking for good news. I try to be as positive as possible. I really do. It's going to cool off just a little bit this evening, and that's going to be caused by, torrential downpours. So, look, it's one of these, one of the others. What can I tell you? Thunderstorms, some locally heavy. Overnight lows of 73. And then, well, the next couple of days are still warm, but not quite as oppressive. I told you, I always try and stay positive. I really do. I try and start each and every day on a positive note. One of the things that has helped me through the years, and he may not even know this, but I look at the postings that my friend Dr. Keith Abloh does on Facebook and what have you. because the good doctor is also all about positive. He's all about helping people live right, do right, feel better. And if you're not following him on Facebook, you're missing a lot. I'm telling you right now, it can really help you get your day started on the right foot. And I'm happy to say the good doctor is joining us. Keith, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me.
Well, please, the pleasure is mine. I think I've always thought the world of you. You know that.
It's mutual. It's mutual. So that's convenient.
It is convenient, right? That is great to hear, actually. Do you mind sharing with everybody some of the stuff that you put up on Facebook? Seriously, again, you may not know this, but I'm just telling you now in front of everybody, I so look forward to these little nuggets. It's almost like a little taste of something where I go, oh, yeah, because you do it every day.
Well, thanks, man. And, you know, basically, I try to get to the core of the truth, really. And a lot of the truth is that we don't know certain things that are unfolding in our lives and how important it is to let the jury stay out. It's not easy, but as things unfold in your life, the things that you'd say, I don't want that to happen, this is terrible, you know, it's sometimes good to be able to sit back and say, well, wait a second, I really don't know where this is headed. I'm going to take a deep breath and expect something good to happen. And that's how the universe and God works. It's also true, by the way, the second truism, if you will, is that the stuff you're running from in life, maybe from your past, you know, everybody experiences pain. And when you experience it as a young person, it's outsized. You remember it as a kid facing a bigger monster than it really is. If you turn around with the help of someone, if you need it, and you look at it squarely, it's amazing that these things turn into paper tigers. And you realize, oh my God, I've been on the run from things that when I actually turn and face them, I can understand them, I can learn from them, and I can decide, oh, that's why I've been veering 27 degrees from true north in my life. And you want to get back to true north because you really are here to do something. You do have a purpose. And if you can get back to what that is, to yourself, get back to yourself, that's going to be miraculous, in fact. And anything can happen from there.
I'm always fascinated. This is not one of those about me things, but this one happens to be about me because I'm always fascinated by folks like you who have got feet in a couple of different areas, right? Background as a medical doctor, and that's about it's body parts, it's anatomy and physiology, and you know the ham bone is connected to the this thing, and the, you know your muffler on, I don't know, whatever it is you guys do with that part, because I never understood that. I did my bio and chem 101, and I was out. But the mind, right? I mean, I was a psych guy, and you sort of meld the two. And do you believe now with the power of the mind, you can do just about anything? And I'm not talking about healing your own broken bones or that sort of nonsense, but you could probably do just about anything you want to do in life with the right mindset.
I think that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And part of having the right mindset is getting back to your mind. You know, we live in a world that's ready to scramble your thoughts, whether through AI or through progressivism or the state taking over. Yep. You've got to get back to you. Humans have a divining rod built in for the truth. And if all you need to do, right? It takes a little work, but it's not overwhelming, is to get back to your iconic elemental self. What did you really care to do in this world? What are you willing to sacrifice for? Mm-hmm. That restores your courage. It depends on faith, but it restores your courage. And it allows you to say, all right, I'm willing to go through some things for that. Because really, what's going to happen to me? Nothing. The greatest thing that can happen to you, the biggest problem that can happen to you, is that you never become self-actualized. Right. That's a tragedy. That's too much of a loss. You can't let that happen. We're all depending on you. You know, most of us think, well, you know, that would be sad for me. Forget about you for a sec. It's sad for me. Like, literally, we are all depending on each of us doing the thing in life we were meant to do and being passionate about it and true to ourselves. And then we're all connected, so we all benefit.
It's wonderful to hear somebody talk about the highest rung on Maslow's ladder and not be focused, right, on the first one. Oh, my God, I got to find some place to live indoors, right? Because that's a terrible place to be. But once you start getting these pieces lined up, you are going towards self-actualization. I need you to define something else for me, brother. You ready?
Sure. I'm ready.
Okay. The sleep switch. What is it, and where do I get it? What do I, is it like a little thing at Amazon for Prime Day? What is it?
The Sleep Switch is a book that I co-authored with Dr. Catherine Munoz that unlocks how to activate what we call the nocturnal worry release system, how to de-stress when you're ready to go to bed, how to shut things down so that you can get restful sleep. And you go to sleepnow123.com, sleepnow123.com. It's a book, but it's also a program. So you get a bunch of free stuff to help you get to sleep. And you know what? That's what's keeping people up at night. It's an overactive nervous system. It's not absence of melatonin. It's an overactive nervous system where you can't quite allow yourself to get to sleep. This helps you do that. And, you know, it's been a joy, actually, to get it out there. And I've got a great co-author who's a nutritional biochemist. With my psychiatry background and her nutritional biochemistry background, we put our heads together and we help people get to sleep. Because if you can't sleep and get deep sleep, you're at risk for all kinds of health issues and psychological issues.
People need a pad, like a pad and a piece, you know, just a piece of paper and a pencil by their bedside if they're having trouble sleeping. When they know they're having trouble sleeping, right, write down all the stuff. It's amazing because it ties into exactly what you're saying at the sleep, with the sleep switch, because you're thinking about stuff. This is not because you're, you know, a bad person. Frankly, it's because you're smart, you're dialed in, you got a lot of issues you're dealing with. But if you keep processing that while you're supposed to go to sleep, man, you're just going to be exhausted and do nothing the next day.
Well, that's an amazing thing because it works, right? If you list out the things on your mind and you put them on a piece of paper, you can fall asleep much more easily than if you didn't do that. Yep. Now, there's a lesson in that because you're the same person going to bed. It's just that you've decided, well, I won't worry about it because I've cataloged it on a piece of paper. That means that in life, during the day, you should remind yourself sometimes, you know what? I'm going to be okay. These things are always going to come into my life. Yeah, there's going to be stress. There's going to be work. I'm going to have concerns. But they aren't me.
Right.
They're external to me.
Yep.
And if you can remind yourself that you are pristine, that you can really go through anything, people are amazing, incredibly courageous. Look at Texas. I mean, the things that those people, they're sitting up, they're taking nourishment, they're thinking about their loved ones, they're reassuring people, all while there are people who are lost in flood-ravaged areas and, you know, people coping with unimaginable things. But you know what? They are.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to go through that. But if you look at people going through it, it is breathtaking that you say, wow, they are going to go on with their lives and they're going to figure out a way to make their lives have meaning, and they're going to show incredible courage. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people are going to do that. In our own lives, we can do that too. We really, really can.
Dr. Keith Ablo, I always love having you here, my brother. That is Keith Ablo. Now, let me remind you about that website, sleepnow123.com. Do yourself a favor. I know I've mentioned it a couple of times today, but you need to check it out, sleepnow123.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. And it is hot, just in case you needed a reminder, although it has cooled off now. We're down to a mere 97, so find a sweater or a sweatshirt. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, thank you. I appreciate you digging up the audio of Sears finally mentioning John by name. We didn't dig it up, 804. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears was here with us live on her cell phone as they were driving to Bristol. And she, unprompted, said, you got to go out and vote for the whole team. You've got to go out and vote for John Reed for lieutenant governor. I didn't ask her to say it. I didn't prompt it. It's not hidden anywhere. That was what she said, because she believes it. So there you go. So can we all please just move on from that and pay attention to her opponent, who seems to think she walked through hallways that didn't actually exist 25 years ago. Germ, do we have the audio from CIA Abby's TV ad?
I'm Abigail Spanberger. I grew up walking the halls of Tucker High School. After 9/11, I walked the halls of CIA as a case officer working counterterrorism. And then I walked the halls of Congress, where despite the dysfunction, I got things done and was named the most bipartisan member of Congress from Virginia. As governor, I'll work to lower costs and make sure our schools prepare all our kids for jobs of the future.
Spanberger for governor. Service. Country. Commonwealth.
And bullcrap. Oh, no, that one didn't make the final. You know, it was fixed in post-production. You know that happens. All right, so, look, part of this is there were no hallways for you to walk at J.R. Tucker. I know it's not the biggest issue, but it does give us a little insight into who Spanberger is. She talks about being named the most bipartisan member of Congress from Virginia. Okay, and she says she's going to get stuff done. What? What stuff will you get done? The only thing that I have heard her regurgitate ad nauseum, as has Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones, is how much they hate Donald Trump. Well, we all know they hate Donald Trump, and if you guys really think that you're going to beat up on Donald Trump and that's going to make you a good governor or lieutenant governor or attorney general, then I would dare say you're wrong. Let me be kind. You're wrong. But what is it that Abigail Spanberger says she will do for Virginia? If you listen, she essentially says, well, Glenn Youngkin's done a really good job. I'm just going to continue doing what he's doing. Well, then why would I have you? I have the woman who has been the lieutenant governor for the past 4 years working with Governor Youngkin to do all of these good things. Why would I trade her, a U.S. Marine, for you? Doesn't make any sense to me. Tomorrow, John Reed is going to be with us. We'll talk about his reaction to hearing Lieutenant Governor Sears fully, completely, totally endorse him and support him. I think it's great. Barry Moore from the Better Business Bureau. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. Make sure you're here for that. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.